My man on the corner sells baking soda and coke. The jail anecdote so we won't go broke. In the future, if he's still living, he'll probably be in prison or still giving the cops a purpose to call themselves doing us a service. His kind of lifestyle is nervous. You can't tell a hard-headed brother one thing, so let the ding-a-ling spend his life in the bing. The part that's strife is that a judge will give you life, take his robe off and go to fuck home to his wife. But is it when you try to be a money-making wizard? People that was down don't visit. To them you pass. The belly of the beast has some room for your ass. So now you're locked down, and also a prime example of how people screw up their time. This girl liked to watch a big screen. So one day out of 14, I intervened. Came to take her elsewhere, cause she complained we didn't share time, and I was on her mind. She was preparing, back and forth staring at the tube. After an hour she was rude enough to ask me if she could just watch one show. I said, man, home girl, I gotta go. There's one life to live, and too much outdoors for me to be sitting in the crib, wondering if Theo got bad grades, or who's the next millionaire to catch AIDS. She was up on the set like the girl from Poltergeist, completely enticed by a scream, looking like a pantomime. Just wasting her time. Joe P said time could be your best friend or your worst enemy, but some people tend to act like they're excluded from the folder. Everybody just got a second older. So if you think time is something that's minuscule, remember you're a fool. Cool, later in life, regret that you didn't sweat the issue, cause it's official. Old people talk about what they could have done, but that's what I do, have fun. Cause you could be walking down the Ave and have no intentions on being in the middle of a bloodbath.
Somebody got a nine.
You can't rewind. It's your turn to resign. Hope you had fun with your time.